Okay, good morning. Today's daf is daf mem. We were only on the beginning of Lamed Tes Amud Beis. So let's start again at the very bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Again, the Gemara is talking all about avadim, all about slaves. In Eved, a slave is acquired on two levels. On one level, that is on the monetary level, the slave is the personal property of his owner. On a secondary level, the slave has a unique personal status. He's a partial Jew. He's obligated in the mitzvos that a woman is obligated in. But in those mitzvos that are time-bound, mitzvos aseh shazman grama, that a woman is not obligated in, a slave is even less than not obligated in them. He's a non-Jew relative to those commandments. So when we talk about a slave exiting slavery, there are really two things that are going on. One is that the property of the owner is now no longer the owner's. The slave, in the sense of being the property of one person, now is not. He belongs to himself. And there's a second aspect of what's going on, that the slave is becoming, has a changed personal status. That's what we saw in the Gemara, that if someone is mafkir a slave or is makdish a slave, there are opinions that even though that might affect the property status, still tzarech get shichur, he's still going to need a document to affect the personal status, says the Gemara. Yeah.
The slave to begin with is a Gentile.
Correct.
So when it comes to work in a Jewish home, it becomes half Jew?
Partial Jew, yeah.
Partial Jew.
Yeah.
And then he has to go through all the process of, the Jewish this and that.
Yeah, as we learned in Yevamos, he'll need to go to the mikvah, he'll have to have bris milah. Correct.
And then, All right.
Let's start again at the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Halacha ka Abba Shaul, halacha is like Abba Shaul, that namely, if a convert dies, so whatever he owns now becomes hefker, because he doesn't have relatives. So the adult slaves are going to go free, because they can acquire themselves, but the ketanim, anyone else could acquire them. Amar le Reb Zeir le Reb Yaakov Bar Idi, Reb Zeir asked Reb Yaakov Bar Idi, b'feirah shmiya lecha michlala shmiya lecha. Did you hear explicitly that halacha is like Abba Shaul, that there's a difference between the gedolim and the ketanim? Or is this something that you are implying from something else? Says the Gemara, my klala, what was the implication that would have taught him that halacha is like Abba Shaul? I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Is it from the fact that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Amru lifnei Rabbi, the student said before Rabbi, Amar, let's say an owner says, Nisyai ashti miploni avdi, I've despaired from Jose, my slave. So despairing, that's the same as making hefke, right? It's renouncing ownership. So Mahu, they asked Rabbi, what's the halacha? Amar lehem, Rabbi said, Omer ani, I say, Ein lo takana. He can't marry a Jewish woman, because even though the owner has despaired of ownership, that only affects the monetary rights, but the personal status is that he's still only a partial Jew. And since he's only a partial Jew, he can't marry a woman, a Jewish woman, Ella Bishtar, unless the master turns around after despairing and then gives him the freedom document. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan explained, my time of the Rabbi. What's Rabbi's logic? That just freeing him is not enough. Gamar la la meisha. We know there are many comparisons between the laws of a woman and the laws of a slave, because the Torah says the word la in regards to a slave, and the word la in regards to a married woman. So ma'isha, just like a woman, a married woman, if her husband were to be mafkir her, her husband says, I renounce ownership to my wife. Does that mean that now somebody else could marry her? Of course not. She needs a get, bishtar. So af eved nami, so too for the slave to have the personal status of now being able to marry a Jewish woman, bishtar. Okay? That's what we learn from this la. So now, Reb Zeir explained, the kodaiket minah, so here's where we have the implication. If we're comparing woman to slave, ke'isha, so the slave's freedom is like the freeing of a woman, Ma'isha isura velo mimona. So just like in a woman, when we talk about the get impacting the woman, that's about impacting her personal status to allow her to marry others. But the husband doesn't have any monetary claim over his wife. It's not that she's his property. She doesn't belong to him. Afevenami, so too, when we deal with a slave, isura velo mimona. So it's only the personal status, but not monetary status. So as Rashi explains here, v'kadaikit mina, kiven de Rebbe me'isha yalef, since Rebbe is learning from a married woman, lo ayri Rebbe elabamafkir eved gadol, Rebbe's only talking about if somebody made ownerless his slave who's a gadol, sheyesh lo yad liknos atzmo, who could acquire himself. Umishiv kiro, and once the master has made his eved hefker, ein lo olav ela isur avolo mamon. The only rights he has on the eved are now the fact that the eved's personal status is not that of a full-fledged Jew. He no longer has monetary ownership of the eved. He shazut, like this woman, sheget shala, her get, ein lo balaf kia mamon sheyesh lo aleha. The get given to a wife is not to say, okay, she's no longer the property of her husband, Ela Isur, but rather it's to impact her personal status situation. I will be Eved Katan, but when you talk about a slave who's a Katan, Lo Ayri Rebbe, that Rebbe's not talking about. Lav Dumya de Ishihi, that shouldn't be like a woman. Ika Drara de Mamona Ale, because there is some aspect of the Katan belonging to the master. Ubedidei Svirale, so maybe in an Eved Katan, there is no problem with the master making him, you know, being misyayished. Yesh lo takana b'shivcha, he can still marry a maid. To lo kana atzmo behefker, because he doesn't acquire himself by the fact that the master made him hefker. That's what the Gemara had suggested. So the Gemara says, okay, v'imichlala, so if you're deriving from an implication, so my, why is that a big deal? Samalexi explains him, Adrab, because you can derive the opposite. Dukminal idachisa, you could derive the other way. You can say like this, Ma'isha bing dola bing tana. We are comparing slave to a married woman. A married woman goes free from her husband with a get, whether that married woman is an adult or a minor. Af eved nami, so you should say that the halachos of slave are also bein gadol, bein katan. Whatever is true about the adult slave is true about the minor slave. Amalei said, listen, beferish mieli, I heard explicitly that halacha is like abashol, that there is a difference between when the master frees an adult slave versus, or when he's mafkir, an adult slave, versus when he's mafkir, a minor slave.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, when you're talking in hefker in general,
yeah,
something, whatever it is, right.
Sade, right.
Anybody can jump and take it.
Correct.
So, why not it be the same thing with Eved?
We're saying that it is. He's mafkir, the slave, so the adult slave has das, so he acquires himself. The minor slave doesn't have das, he can't acquire himself, he stays as a slave. That's the difference. However, Reb Chiya bar Abba am Reb Yochanan, Reb Chiya bar Abba, a different version of Reb Yochanan. Ein halacha ka Abba Shol. Halacha is not like Abba Shol, a master who frees his slaves. There is no distinction between the adult and the minor slaves. Amar le Reb Zera le Reb Chiya bar Abba, Reb Zera said to Reb Chiya bar Abba, Beferish mi halacha, did you hear this explicitly? O michlalash mi halacha, did you imply it from somewhere? My klala, where would you have implied it from? Dam Rabbi Shur ben Levi. Rabbi Shur ben Levi had said, "I'm lufnei Rabbi." They said to Rabbi, "Nisei ashti mi ploni avdi." If a master says, "I'm despairing from my slave," mahu? What's the halacha? Amalems. He said to him, "Omer ani elo takana." Poor slave. The slave can't marry anybody. Ela b'shtar, because the slave needs to get a document from the master freeing him. Dam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan explained, "My time of the Rabbi. Why is Rabbi saying that even though the master has despaired, the slave still needs a document from this master to make him a Jew? Because Gamar La La Mi Isha, he has a derivation of La La from Isha. Ma Isha Bishtar, just like a married woman only leaves by a document. So to a slave, only changes his status with the document. The Kadaikit Minas, so once you're deriving from a woman, so imply the following. Ki Isha, just like a woman. Ma Isha Beng Dola Beng Tana. Just like a woman, a get works for her, even if she's a minor. So too, the law of a slave would be the same for an adult slave and a minor slave. So if that's the source, so if that's what you're deriving from, might, what's the problem? Answer the Gemara, I'll tell you what the problem was. Because Adarava, the opposite, so you could interpret that source the other way. Ma'isha isura velo mimona. When you deal with a woman, so what does the document do? The document is accomplishing something about personal status. It's not a monetary issue. So af evad nami. So maybe the document of a slave also is isur v'lo mimona. Can only affect the personal status, but not the monetary issue. But when you have a slave where there's a monetary issue going on, so maybe that would be different. And so therefore, if he's mafkir, the slave, maybe the adult slave who acquires his own monetary rights doesn't need a document, and a minor slave who doesn't acquire his own monetary rights is the one who stays as a slave. And maybe it is like Abishol. Amaleh, he said to him, you're right, Beferish Mi'alachi. I had heard it explicitly that Allah is not like Abishol.
Sure, but what does it mean that when a woman gets a cat, then she's no longer prohibited to other men, right? But then
correct.
It says, but not from the monetary control of her husband.
The get is not a monetary statement, right? It's not saying that she who belonged to her husband now no longer belongs to her husband. She never belonged to her husband in the first place. It only deals with the personal status.
But they were belong to her husband.
Exactly. She never belongs to her husband. She's not the property of her husband.
From day one, that
right?
They get married.
Right.
You're disappointed.
I like this part of the whole today.
Well,
I just to clarify, when we buy, Kevin didn't pay his money, they buy them in the shul, they make it with shtar, correct?
Right.
So Balabait has a shtar. Now, when in this situation, he has to give the shtar back, or has to write something when he's
a new shtar.
But an evet can be acquired with money. If you paid for him, you acquire him.
Yes, but I'm saying it coming with shtar when he takes it.
Right.
The
shtar shechrur is the document that would
be asked for an evet.
Not always. Sometimes it's with money.
Just with money.
Yeah.
So it's.
There are monetary implications of divorce, of course, as well. He doesn't own the wife, but he has. Right, there are monetary obligations. Right. That's right. Amar Mar, we just learned. Amar Lahem, Rebbe had said to them, Omer Ani, I say, Ein lo takana el bishtar, that if a master has renounced ownership over the slave, so the only way the slave can marry anybody is if he gets a shtar shichur. Ask the Gemara about Tanya. We looked in a Braisa. Rebbe Omer, the very same person, Rebbe says, Omer Ani, I say that in a case where somebody has, you know, made all of his possessions hekdesh, afhu no sind me atzmo viyotze, the slave himself could pay for himself to the gizbar, the authority over the hekdesh, and go free. Because the gizbar could sell him to himself. So you see that just by paying for himself, he's now free. So that means it doesn't imply that there are two stages. There's the monetary fact plus the personal status fact. Because if there'd be two stages, so if he paid for himself, okay, he paid for himself, that's on the monetary level. But what about the personal status? Should you still need a shtar shikur? And the Gemara Hachikam, this is what Rebbe said. A slave doesn't only need a shtar, o bekesef o b'shtar. A slave either could get himself by paying for himself or with a shtar. Bahai, but this master who has given up on his slave, pakale kaspe. So now there's no monetary issue because he has renounced ownership, but there still needs to be a shtar shichur to change his personal status. Ulafuke mehaitana. And Rebbe was against the following Tana. The Tana is we learned in a Braisa. Rabbi Shimon Omer Shim Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon says in the name of Rabbi Akiva, Yachol Yehi Kesef Gomer Ba. Would we think that if a person pays for a shifcha, pays for a maid, that now she's permitted to marry a Jewish man, Kederach Shtar Gomer Ba, the same way if she would get a shtar shichror, she could marry a Jewish man. Tam alom, that's what the pasuk says, v'hafdei lo niftasa, and redeemed, she wasn't redeemed. And then it says, o chupsha lo nitin la, or kol ha-parsha kula lelo chupasha. The pasuk is saying like this, that if she hasn't yet gotten chupasha, she hasn't yet gotten the shtar shichror, she is no longer, she's not yet permitted to a Jewish man. Lo melacha to tell you shtar gomer, but the main thing to make her have the status of a Jew is a shtar shichror, ein akesef gomer, but money alone is not enough. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Amar Rabbi Nachman, Halacha ki Rabbi Shimon, halacha is like this brice of Rabbi Shimon, that namely, both for an Eved Kanani and for a Shivcha Kananis, the fact that they were purchased away from the master, even by themselves, is not enough to make them Jewish. They need a Shtar Shichur. Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama and Rabbi Yochanan, halacha ki Rabbi Shimon, halacha is not, and just with money already makes them a Jew in terms of personal status. A story. Ashkechei Rav Nachman Yitzchak L'Reva Bar Shilta, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak met Rava Bar Shilta, who was standing on the doorway of a shul. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, "Halacha, or ain't halacha? Is halacha like Rabbi Shimon that money alone is not enough, or is halacha like not like Rabbi Shimon? Money alone would be enough to make the slave into a Jew." Amalei said, "Ani Omer ain't halacha. I say halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. Money alone is enough." Rabbanan Das from Mechuzah Amri, but the rabbis who come from Mechuzah say, but Amar Rabbi Zer Mishum Rabbi Nachman, halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. When I came to Surah, Ashkachte, Rabchia Bar Avin, I met Rabchia Bar Avin. Amri Le, I said to him, Emali, easy, gufaduv de hechahavi. What was the case that you thought from there that Rav Nachman said halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, that the fact that a slave buys himself or a maid buys herself is not yet enough to give them the status of being a Jew? So Amar Le, so he said to me, this is the case. He amsa to have a mara shchiv mara. There was a maid that her master was sick. Asya bachya kamei. She came and cried in front of him. Amrale, she said to him, at emas tishtabid v'tezel hahi itza. Until when would you keep enslaving this woman? Right. There was this woman who was, her master was dying, and she's crying, how long am I going to stay as a slave? So Shakal Kumte, he took his hat, he's the owner of her. Shadabe, and he threw it at her. Amalon, he said to her, Zilkni, ha, acquire the hat. Ukni nafshach, and by acquiring the hat, you're acquiring yourself. And what he was trying to do was to do a chalipin, to say, okay, you do a barter, like we lift the handkerchief by a wedding. So also the comedy of Nachman, they went to Rav Nachman. Amalhu Rav Nachman said, "Lo asa v'lo klum." She's still a slave. So man bechaza, the one who saw it figured, "Mishum da'alacha k'rib Shimon," because Allah is like k'rib Shimon, that even though if you have a monetary acquisition of the slave is still a slave. For the slave to lose the status of being a slave, they need to have a shtar shichrur. That's what he thought. But below, that was a misinterpretation of the story. Ella, really, Allah is not like k'rib Shimon. And if the slave already owns himself, then he doesn't need anything more. The personal status also changes. Ella, rather, what was going on here? Mishum dehavale kelev shel makne was an attempt to do a kinyan chalipin with an object that belongs to the one who's being makne, who's trying to drive the sale, not the one who's trying to acquire the object. And chalipin doesn't work in that way. Some more ideas. Amrav Shmuel Bar Achitoy, Amrav Amnuna Sava. Rav Shmuel Bar Achitoy said, Amrav Amnuna the Elder. Amrav Yitzchak Bar Asiyan, Amrav Huna. Rav Yitzchak Bar Asiyan said, Amrav Huna. Amrav Amnuna, Rav Amnuna said, Halacha k Rabbi Shimon. Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. The lowi, but it's not so. Ein halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. Halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. And even if it's just a payment of cash, that's already enough to make the slave into a Jew. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Amar Ravashi, Amar Rabbi. Rabbi Zeira says, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Amar Ravashi, Amar Rabbi. Eved, if you have a slave, Shenasas Baschorin, who marries a Jewish woman, Bifnei Rabbo, in front of his master, Yatzalacheiros. That must mean that he's already free. Because if the master would not have freed him and made him into a Jew, how could he allow the Naveira to happen in front of him? Amar le Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan challenged this idea of Rav Ashi, challenged Rav Zeira. He said, Kol kach yesh biyadcha? Really? Rabbi goes so far? Vani ishone, but I have the opposite view. I have a different view. In other words, I have a view that that's not the halacha. Because I have the following brisa. Hakosev shtar erisim l'shivchaso. If it's even more, the master writes a marriage document to his own maid. Not that he allowed his slave to marry a Jewish woman. He, the Jewish man, is marrying this non-Jewish woman. Rabbi Meir, Omer Mekudesh, Rabbi Meir says, well, if he's trying to marry her, obviously that must mean he's freeing her to be able to marry her. So she's Mekudesh, she's married and she's a free woman. She's his wife. But the Chacham say, no, no, no. He's trying to make a Kiddushin, but he can't because she's a slave. Eina Mekudeshes. She's not even married to him, and certainly she's not free. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan feels is correct. But that's the Chacham.
A woman can't be a slave. Hmm?
Why?
A maid, not a slave.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing?
Yeah. A non-Jewish female is called an amma, a maid. It's the same as a slave.
Is this, what is her status?
Same.
Yiddish guy.
Same.
She's a half woman?
She's obligated in the mitzvahs that a woman is obligated in. And in the other mitzvahs, she has the status of a non-Jew.
In this case, we are talking about Meshukra or non-Meshukra.
That's the argument. Rabbi Meir says she becomes freed, and the Chachamim say not. Says the Gemara, maybe it's not a disproof. This that Rebbe said, that if a slave marries a Jewish woman in front of his master, then he's already free, may not be against the idea that if the master himself tries to marry the slave doesn't go free. Rabbi Rav Shila is going to explain later about something else that Rabbi Shimon Levi said, Kisharabo and Yachlo Tfilin, that it's talking about a case where the master actually put the tefillin onto the slave. Hachanan, we can say like this, Kisharabo Hisio Isha, if the master himself brings the Jewish woman to the slave, then he's freeing the slave. So Gemara says, really? You're saying if he brings a Jewish woman to the slave, it must mean he's freeing the slave, because he wouldn't make his slave do an Isser. But Ihu Eved Isura, but he himself, when he tries to marry the Shifcha, he's going to do an Isser for himself? You're saying he's not freeing the Shifcha? Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak explained, yes. If he himself is marrying the Shifcha, you're right. Certainly we don't assume he's doing an Isser. And he must have been freeing the Shifcha, and the Shifcha is a Jewish woman, and they're married. And the whole argument between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim was in the following case. The Amar La, he said to her when he gave her the document of marriage, Tzibo v'hiskad shibo. He said to her, I want you to be divorced with this. I'm sorry, not divorced with this. I want you to be freed with this, to exit me from this, and also to be married to me through this. So Rabbi Meir, Saber Yesh B'lashon Hazayot Lashon Shechor, that just saying Tzibo, that's enough to mean that he's freeing her. Rabbanan Sabi, but the Rabbanan hold. If he says, Hariat Mekudesh Esli, and in that way you're going to be free, that's not Lashon Shechur, Ein B'Lashon Hazeh, Lashon Shechur. Therefore, she's not Mekudesh Es. But if it was explicit that he's saying, I'm marrying you, then certainly it would be a freeing.
But if he puts fill in,
very good. So that's the proof that he's freeing him. That's exactly the proof. That's what we're about to see. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, "Eved sheniach tefillin b'fnei rabo." If a slave puts tefillin on in front of his master, that's showing that he's not just doing the mitzvahs of a woman. Yatzal lecheres. That means that the master is freeing him. So ask the Gemara. Meisvei, I'll challenge you. We learned lavo imenu rabo. If the master borrows money from the slave, osha so rabo apu trupas. So the master made the slave in charge of all of his possessions. Oshiniach tefillin b'fnei rabo, or he put on tefillin in front of his master. Oshikara shlosha psukim b'veisaknes b'fnei rabo, or he was the baal kore and he read three psukim in front of his master to everybody. Hareza lo yatzal lecheiros, he hasn't yet gone free. So one second, it's against Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So I'm a rabbi by Rav Shila. That's a rabbi by Rav Shila answer, which you just quoted. Kishe rabo iniach lo tefillin. If the master is the one putting the tefillin on him, so then the master is showing that he went free.
We're talking about Eved Kanani in this case, no?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hebrew, so
correct.
What Eved Kanani after Shichrur going to La'alot La'Torah? How can he be La'alot La'Torah?
Why not? After Shichrur, he's a Jew.
Automatically.
Yeah. Automatically.
But Rabbi, is there any time limit on the slavery? Or
no. Eved Kanani is a slave for good. Yeah, forever. Children inherit him too. Kiyasa Rav Dimi, a story. When Rav Dimi came, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, he said the name Rabbi Yochanan. Misha Amar Bishas Misaso. If a man said while he was dying, Plonish Shivchasi, this maid of mine, this slave maid of mine, Al Yishtabdu Bali Achar Mosi, after I die, I don't want you to enslave her. So what does that mean? Kofen es hayorshin, we force the yorshin. The kofen la get shichur, and they have to write a shtar shichur, because basically, once he said, I don't want her to be enslaved, he's saying that monetarily, you can't keep working her. Okay, but now personal status, she's messed up, so the yorshin have to give her the shtar shichur to change her personal status into a Jew. Amulufanav. So they said to, before him, Rabbi Ami Virabasi, Rabbi, our teacher, why would we force this children to free her? Even if the father said, I don't want her to be worked, okay, so he doesn't want anyone to work her. But the bottom line is, her personal status is still a slave. That's what you're saying, she needs to get shichur. If her personal status is a slave, then her children are slaves, so he should want to hold on. They should be able to want to hold on to her so that they can still get the children, which is a property. So Kiyasa Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, when Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda came to Bavel, he said, no, you misinterpreted what Rabbi Yochanan said. Amar, he said, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. Mishamar B'shas Misaso, if a dying man says, Plonish Shivchasi, Koras Ruach Astali, Yasala Koras Ruach, this woman who was my slave, she made me happy in my lifetime. I want you to make her happy after my lifetime. So kofenes yorshim v'osin l'koras ruach. So then the orphans have to make her happy. And if the way that she wants to be happy is by being free, they have to free her. My time, or what's the reasoning? Not because, based on his word, she's no longer the monetary property, but rather mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. There's a mitzvah to fulfill the last wishes of a dying man. And since his last wishes were make her happy the same way she made me happy, you have to make her happy by freeing her.
Rabbi, we had that the loan had to be forgiven at the Shemitah time.
Good.
Right? Okay. Now, if the slave is a monetary, which is money involved,
right. Yeah.
Isn't that like a loan?
Nope.
And it has to be
nope.
Forgiven?
It's not a loan. It's not a loan because it's property.
Property.
It's not a loan. It's property. There's a kinyan.
Oh,
he belongs to them. That's right.
It's not a loan. Okay.
That's right. If a person says, my Evet is Hefker, so okay, so he renounced his property rights to the slave. But that's still, he hasn't yet changed the personal status of this slave. It's just monetarily he doesn't own the slave anymore. So now, Oso Evet ain't lo takana, so that slave can't marry anybody. My time, why? Gufe lo kanile, the master no longer owns him in a monetary way. There is still, though, a personal status problem that he's a half-Jew. But now the shtar shichur can't even work because He can't, he can't remove the Isser since he no longer has monetary rights to him. That's the Chiddush of Ameima.
He has nothing, he cannot give him, after his mafkir.
Because since he no longer owns him, so he can't impact him with the Shtar Shechur. Amalei Rav Ashi la'Ameima. Rav Ashi said to Ameima, I v'amar ula amar Rabbi Yochanan, but didn't ula say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? And Rabbi Chiya bar Avin said in the name of Rav, that echad zeh v'echad zeh, both the case of mafkir avdo and the case of makdish avdo, yatsa lecherus, he's no longer going to be able to be enslaved by his master, but v'tzarech get shichur, he's going to need a get shichur, implying that he could use a get shichur, the get shichur could work. Samar le, Samemar said back, tzarech, what it meant perhaps was, he needs a get shichur v'en l'takana, but he can't get it. Ikadami, another version. Amar Amemar, Amemar is of the opinion, Amafker Avdo Mace. If a person makes his Eved Hefker, so he doesn't have monetary rights to the Eved, and then he dies, then also Eved Ein Lo Takana. So now there's no way to free that Eved further. My time a Gufe Lo Kane, since he was Mafker him, he no longer had monetary rights, so his children have nothing to inherit. Isuru di ikagabe, but this slave's personal status is still a mess because he's still only a half Jew. Isuru libre lo moris, so the person can't be morish the personal status to his children. Amalei Rav Ashi la meimar, Rav Ashi said to Ameimar, I vokias Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Amalei Rav Yochanan, said to Rav Yochanan, that if a dying man tells his children, don't enslave this woman anymore, so then we force the children to free her. So don't you see that when he says don't enslave her, that means there's no longer a monetary right over her. And even though there's no longer a monetary right, the children can still give a shtar shichur. So the Gemara says, Ameimar is of the opinion, to Rav Dimi, that lesson is ta'usa, he is wrong. He doesn't think it's right. And he thinks that there's nothing to be done. Amar le, so Rav Ashi said back to Ameimar, my Tusa, why are you saying it's a mistake? To lo amar b'lashon shichur, because the father who was dying didn't say he's freeing her. Ha amar b'lashon shichur, but if he would have said you are free, ha chanami, then you would agree that okay, she's already free, and then we would take the orphans and make them write the document. What do you mean? How could they write the document? If he said she's already free, so that means monetarily she's free, then if she's monetarily free, then no one has the right to write a document anymore. Amar le, Samema said to Rav Ashi, no, could Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda severely? I hold like Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, that Rabbi Yochanan never said this at all. But Rabbi Yochanan was just saying, she did me favors, you do for her favors, you free her. A story now. Hahu diskrita da avdi. There was a city of slaves, a group of slaves, Jews owned these slaves, and they sold these slaves to non-Jews, okay? And they sold these non-Jewish slaves to non-Jews. Good, they're not allowed to, and by doing it, they go free. That's right, that's right. So now they weren't allowed to do it because they were taking a Jew who has partial mitzvah, so now preventing them from doing mitzvah. So they've lost their monetary rights to these slaves. Kalu marvasa basrayhu. So these non-Jews who bought them died. Asu l'kamid ravina. So these slaves came to Ravina. Say, we want to marry Jewish women. Meanwhile, their original masters, their Jewish masters who had sold them, had also died. Amaluhu, Ravina said, Zilu ahadru abnei marvasa kamayu, go to the children of your original masters, v'yichtavu l'chu gita t'cherusa, and have them write for you, shtare shichror. Amru le Rabbanan le Ravina, so the Rabbanan said to Ravina, I've amar ameimar, but ameimar we know is against this. Because ameimar holds a mafkir avdo, if a person renounces ownership to a slave, umeis, and then the guy renouncing the ownership dies. Oh, so evident, l'tzakana, there's nothing that can be done for the slave, because since there's no monetary ownership, no one can give him a shtar shichrur. Here also there's no monetary ownership, because since they did an aveira in selling them to the non-Jews, there was no monetary ownership. Amar lahu, Ravina answered, anak Rav Dimi svirli. I hold like Rav Dimi, who said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that if a person says to his children, no longer enslave this woman, okay, they can't enslave her, but they still have the ability to give her a shtar shichur. Amrules, the sages said to Ravina, to Rav Dimi Tausahi. But Rav Dimi's halacha was a mistake. Amaluhus, he said, my Tausa, what do you think it was a mistake? To Lo Amr Balashan Shikur, because he said, you're saying it's a mistake because he only said don't enslave her. He didn't say free her. Amr Balashan Shikur, but if he would have said free her, Achanami, then we would have said, if he would have said she's free, right? Then we would have said, okay, just by saying she's free, so there's no longer a monetary rights to her, but still the children could give her a shtar shichur. So you see that there is still the ability to give a shtar shichur without there being monetary rights. V'hilchasa, but the halach is in fact kiravina, like ravina, and therefore, if there was only what we call the kinyan isser, the personal status, that can also go be Yerusha, and the children could write the shtar shichur.
One
what happens to these people? What happens? What we just saw they've been freed because of Hefker Bezd and Hefker. We're about to see it. It's the Mishnah and Dafem Gimel. We'll get to it. Okay. Hahi Avda de Beitre. There was a slave that belonged to two Jews. He was owned in a partnership. Ham Chad Minayu. One got up. Shachri Lepalgin. He freed his half. Amar Idach. And the halach is that when there's only half of a slave, Bezdin forces the other partner to free him. Amar Idach, so the other partner said, Hash to Shami Be Rabbana. The rabbis are going to hear about what's going on here. Mafsidi Le Minor, they're going to take away the half that I own. So Azalak Nailib no Katan. So he gave the half that he owned in this slave to his child who was a minor. Now, a child who's a minor, Bezin's not going to be able to force him to do anything because he doesn't have das. So Shalcher of Yosef prayed to Rav Lakam to Rav Papa. So Rav Yosef, the son of Rav, asked Rav Papa, what should we do? Shalach Rav Papa answered, Kasher Asa, can you Asa lo? The way he acted, that's what be done to him. Gmulo Yashiv lo Berosho, return his payment on his head. Anan Kimlan Bianuka. We know that children, Mikrava Daiti Lagabe Zuzi, they get very excited about a little bit of cash. So that's what we should do. Mukminan Le Apotropos. We should appoint an apotropos to make sure that we get a fair estimate of what half of the slave is worth, because that's the amount that the slave has to then promise to this child. Well, Makarkish Lezuzi, then go to the child and shake a coin in front of him. Once he gets the coin, he'll be happy. And then we can write a shtar shichur for that half. Okay, thank you. Money works.